I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, parents, are you feeling guilty?
Why?
Average parents say they only last about 13 days into their kid's summer break before they start to get stressed out and go nuts.
Okay.
A lot of times they feel guilty because they can't figure out enough things for their kids to do during the summer vacation.
Okay, we've addressed that. We told our kids it's not our job to think of stuff for them to do all summer. That's their job.
Okay.
It's really not your job. I mean, they need to be able to find interesting things to do.
Yeah, if you're bored, you know, find something to do.
I'm like, get on Fortnite or, you know, get on YouTube. There's lots to do.
58% of parents feel like they have to figure out activities for the entire summer.
I'm a good dad.
You're a great dad. You really are. You are. But 64% have felt like they let their kids down and felt guilty because they didn't come up with enough good stuff for their kids to do during the summer months.
You're doing it wrong. My mom and dad sent me out the door on the first day of summer. I remember walking down the sidewalk thinking, oh, crap, now what do I do? Because I don't have school anymore, but I don't know what I'm going to do.
They made you get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and get outside?
It was more like 9.
Yeah, but it's so hot, though.
That taught you to think of stuff to do.
Well, but they didn't send you to summer camp or have some arranged activities?
I went to summer camp, but not the whole summer. I went for 1 week or something, but there was another, you know, 12 weeks of summer I had to figure out what to do.
Well, times have changed a little bit. Well,
that's not a good thing.
You got helicopter parenting now. They got to figure out something for the kids to do.
I see. Yeah. I don't agree with that.
Well, did your mom work?
Sometimes she worked as a secretary at our church.
She was home with you. You weren't like, you know, just a latchkey kid.
Well, what do you mean?
What I mean, you had your mom around. You weren't, like, unattended.
Well, the times have changed a lot, though, because, you know, you had your neighborhood kids that you'd play baseball with or whatever.
Right.
And so there was a lot of, you know, I had the kids that had, like, one-handled mini bikes and stuff like that.
No?
Yeah, and go around the neighborhood. Hey, get on. Okay, where are we going? I don't know. But these are just some of the things that parents say they do to occupy the kids' time.
Okay.
Summer camps.
Right.
Yeah. You got 4-H camps. You got vacation Bible schools. I know a lot of churches doing that.
My kids are going to go to vacation Bible school. Yeah. They've got a summer camp, but that's only 2 weeks out of the whole summer. But we also have, like, Kids Zone has those summer camps, too.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You can just send them off for a couple of days.
You got amusement parks.
Okay, that requires you probably to go.
You do. You have to go there. They got movies. This is something that the parents are doing to try to occupy some time. Go to the zoo. Bowling was mentioned, which is kind of out there.
Well, not really.
And then, obviously, the number one thing people do with the kids, they take them to the pool.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say iPad.
No. That's probably a good one, though.
Right.
But don't you feel like when you're sitting at home and the kids are watching TV all day or on their iPad all day, don't you start to feel a little bit guilty? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah. I will say this. When my kid's been on his computer all day long, I'll say, hey, you need to go outside and do something for a little bit. Sometimes my son will run around the block and we'll time him. And that's like a big family activity. We'll get the chairs out and set them on the front patio.
So you make an obstacle course?
No, it's just called the neighborhood.
Just tell him to run. That's
he runs around the block.
Okay.
We've got a big block, so it's almost 3/4 of a mile around. So he runs around it. Then he runs back up one street and back, and that's a whole mile, and we time him.
Okay, yeah, I can trick my kid. I mean, my youngest one, like, hey, let's go do a little race, okay?
Right.
And so I can trick him.
So you have to run?
I don't have to run. I'll have him race somebody else.
Okay.
Do you ever send them to the grandparents? I mean, y'all have parents in Tennessee and Florida. Send them there for the summer.
Oh my gosh.
Spend a month with your grandparents.
No way. I like having my kids around. Who's going to get me stuff out of the fridge?
There you go.
Like your wife?
No, she won't do that anymore.
Well, the study found that kids spend the equivalent of 9 entire days during the summer playing video games.
Wow. That's all? My son already got that done the first 9 days.
There you go. But most parents, Tom, I'm just seeing how we fare. Most parents feel guilty as the kids are watching TV and playing iPads.
All right, this is a true conversation I had with my son the other day. I said, Quinn, your mom has signed you up for sports camp this week. You've got to go to at least one day of it and prove that you're at least tried it out. I said, then you can come back and work on Fortnite, and you need to get good enough at it to make money on your Twitch stream, or else you ain't going to be able to play as much. So he's got to get better at it if he wants to be able to play all the time. It's got to be a source of income.
Ah, okay.
Because once it becomes a source of income, then it's a summer job.
Okay, that's one way to look at it.
Okay.
Everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy right now.
You are sounding
That's
crazy.
That's all right. I'm just, I feel better as a dad now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.